Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we will continue in our study of the wilderness and the promised land. Do you feel like you're enduring a wilderness period in your Christian life? Perhaps your wilderness is in the area of your marriage or your finances or some area of family relations, or perhaps it's in your career or job. We see in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16, that when God led the children of Israel into the wilderness, He had a purpose. And the purpose was not to destroy them or to kill them, as they often murmured and complained and grumbled about to Moses. But instead, the scripture is very clear. It says in verse 16 of Deuteronomy 8, "In the wilderness, He fed you with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that He might humble you and that He might test you to do you good in the end." God's purpose for the Israelites as He led them through the wilderness was to do them good in the end. And as He led them through, He didn't intend for them to stay there. He certainly didn't intend for them to live there. He intended to take them through that process and into the land of victory, the land of abundance, the land of enormous provision in God, representing the victory that God intends for each and every Christian to obtain in the land of the living, in this life, not only over on the other side in heaven, but in our life every day. But there are wilderness periods that we will go through as Christians, not because God wants to destroy you, but because He wants to reveal to each one of us what is in our hearts that will prevent us from entering the promised land. One thing that I've observed in the study of the wilderness and the promised land is that God, in His goodness and in His grace, made provision for the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. So if you're in a wilderness period of your life right now, take heart, because God has given four specific provisions for you while you are in and going through that wilderness period. However, many people focus so much on the fact that they're in the wilderness that they miss God's provision and help to get them through the wilderness. The first of these four provisions is the fact that God gave the children of Israel direction while they were in the wilderness. He gave them direction, He gave them protection, He gave them provision, natural provision, and He gave them refreshment. These four specific provisions of God. Let me just talk to you today about the fact that even if you're in a wilderness period, God fully is available to you to give you direction and protection in your wilderness travel on your way to the promised land. God's intent, as I said earlier, for the people was to take them through the wilderness. Therefore, He provided a means to give them both direction and protection, as evidenced in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The people were to move when the cloud moved and remain when the cloud remained. As long as they stayed with the Spirit of God, which was resident in the pillars of cloud and fire, they enjoyed perfect protection, even though they were in the wilderness. An excellent example of this is found in Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. It says there that the cloud actually shielded the Israelites from their enemies by causing extreme darkness to the Egyptians, but light to them. As long as we move in accordance to the Spirit of God's will and timing for our lives, we can experience this supernatural protection and guidance. But if the cloud or the Spirit of God moves and we refuse to do so, or if we go ahead of the cloud, we suffer the consequences of being outside of God's will and therefore outside of His protection. And this is a key note for you if you are experiencing a wilderness period in your life. God is available to you and wants to give you direction and protection as you walk through this wilderness period. But many people become so upset, so focused on the fact that they're in a wilderness period, they completely miss the leading and guidance of God in the middle of their wilderness. Let me give you an example. I have a dear friend who has gone through a wilderness experience in her marriage for several years. And the enormity of this emotional pressure that comes with a wilderness time in your marriage was wearing on her. And she began to become so burdened with the fact that she was enduring a wilderness period that her focus became very self-centered and was beginning to become a tremendous hindrance to her walking through the wilderness the way God wanted her to. She had a husband who, though he considered himself to be a Christian, showed no interest in spiritual things, rarely attended church or other meetings. But she was a very devout Christian, loved the Lord very much, but found herself stumbling in this wilderness because she was so frustrated with the fact that she was in one, and almost to the point of being angry with God and blaming Him for the wilderness experience. But God got through and was able to give her some specific direction that made a tremendous difference in her life. And because she did keep her spirit open to the Spirit of God, she was able to receive this direction in the middle of her wilderness, and it helped bring a progress in the middle of the wilderness toward the promised land. She was reading in her daily devotions in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, and several verses there leaped out at her. And again, I will say to you that because her spirit was open to the things of God, she was able to receive this specific direction for her marriage situation. She found in verse 11 this verse, "The heart of her husband safely trusts her." And then in verse 12, "She does him good and not evil." My friend took this scripture to heart. The Lord spoke to her and gave her specific direction with it, realizing that she had been slipping in doing him good and not evil all the days of her life. She immediately took hold of that and realized God was speaking to her to focus her energy and her attention on obeying God's word in this area in the middle of her wilderness situation in her marriage. And then she found in verse 26 of Proverbs 31, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness." That scripture spoke to her heart because she realized she had allowed the pressure of the wilderness period allow her to slip in the things that she was saying to her husband. She realized that the law of kindness was not guarding her tongue very well. And she began to recommit herself with these specific directions from God to speak words of kindness, to do her husband good and not evil, not to speak evil of him, not to undermine him, though she felt frustration over his lack of interest in spiritual things and there was little unity there. But she began to take this direction from God in the middle of her wilderness, and she immediately saw progress. Let me say this to you if you're in the middle of a wilderness experience. God wants to give you specific direction in the middle of your situation, and He will do so if you will focus on Him and trust Him that He is not the God that wants you to perish in the wilderness. No, that would be the God of this world. Satan, the scripture says in John 10:10, the words of Jesus, has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to perish in the wilderness. Jesus, on the other hand, wants to give you life and give it to you abundantly. It's the life of victory. It's the victorious Christian life God wants you to have. But you must be obedient in your wilderness travel so that you obey the direction God presents to you. Don't miss the direction of God's Spirit because you're so focused on the pain of being in the wilderness altogether. God wants to give you victory and He will help you, but don't miss the movement of the cloud by going ahead of it or by lagging behind because you are looking down at the problem that you're in. Look up. The Lord Himself will give you divine direction and protect you as well in your wilderness travel as you're making your way to the promised land. Don't be deceived by the enemy and blame God for the difficulty you're in. Know that God is good, and He's good all the time, and His intent is to do you good in the end, as we saw in Deuteronomy 8:16. Remember this, that God wants to do you good, and it's the devil that wants to do you in. We need to keep that perspective when we're in a wilderness situation, or else we'll fall into the trap laid by Satan and begin to blame God and question God and grumble and complain against God as the Israelites did, which did not take them into the promised land. That's where you're headed. That's where you want to go. Don't fall into the same trap that they fell into and perished in the wilderness. Tomorrow, we will continue talking about God's provision in your wilderness situation and how His intent is to take you into the promised land. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.